Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
All right, it is 5 o'clock right here on The Fan, and you know what that means.
Cinco de Fivo with five. Evan and Tiki on The Fan.
All right, Cinco de Fivo is brought to you by Helix Wireless, connecting everything everywhere, and by Wendy's. Try the new pretzel Baconator today. Two straight Matt Rempe-related Cinco de Fivos, folks.
Oh, God.
Last night, Matt Rempe was spotted by several fans at a Cheesecake Factory eating dinner, of which he took many pictures with fans.
Nice.
Not a Tommy DeVito appearance. The man was just out to dinner.
Hey.
Which got me thinking.
Man of the people.
What are the five best chain restaurants you know your athlete has good taste if they're eating at? Here we go.
Here we go!
Number five.
A Texas Roadhouse. You ever have that cinnamon butter?
I don't know if I've ever been to a Texas
Roadhouse.
Are you serious?
Never been to one, no.
So it's, you know, like a barbecue steaky place, but they have these warm buns with the cinnamon butter. Yeah, it's a lot local. It's one in Deer Park, I know that.
You know what the problem I've had up until about 2013? I used to go to all these chains, not Texas Roadhouse.
Yeah.
Starting in 2013, I realized that we live, and I don't care what anybody says, the greatest city in the world,
totally.
Even today.
Especially culinary.
And
right.
Culinary-wise, yeah. It's small businesses. It's not the chain.
Right.
And so
no
I got to tell you, other than traveling and you're kind of desperate, I have been anti-chain for a decade.
I'm not saying that you're not wrong because I have plenty of local restaurants I like. However, Evan, you're burning a path back and forth to Florida. Florida is palm trees and these restaurants.
I know.
All right, here we go.
Number four.
An Olive Garden. Olive Garden gets a bad rap.
I can get down with Olive Garden.
Oh, God. Such a bad rap. The salad, the breadsticks. Yeah.
I lived on it in college.
Alfredo sauce. The chefs there are always on point.
The first time I ever got drunk was at an Olive Garden.
Excuse me?
Yeah, what? True story.
What?
I don't know if this is going to get Olive Garden in trouble. Would this get Olive Garden in trouble?
I doubt it because... statute of limitations.
So
is passed.
I was 18.
I didn't even know they served alcohol.
Yeah, they've been having microwave meatballs forever. That hasn't gotten them in trouble.
I was 18 years old. I was working at XM Satellite Radio, guys. Got a job out of high school, and I'm with these older guys hanging out. And they're like, oh, let's get this 18-year-old drunk. And they start ordering me afternoon drinks. And I'm like, yeah, I'm hanging out. I'm cool. Look at me. I got a job. This is fun. And I start downing them.
Because you don't know how to drink at that point.
Because I don't think I had drank at that point, other than like a sip here and there.
At
the Olive Garden. All my friends are 25 years old. Here's this 18-year-old kid. And they're like, let's get him drunk. And I got wasted at an Olive Garden. True story.
The oddest chain restaurant to get drunk at, but good for you. Okay, here we go.
Number three.
Again, the five chain restaurants you know your athlete has good class in eating at. Chili's.
Chili's is solid.
Very rare original concept. You don't get these out of chain restaurants, but the Southwestern egg rolls.
True.
As the kids say, slap.
The beers are always so cold at Chili's.
The frosty mug and all day twofer.
Right.
Hummina.
Dude, there's a number one that it needs to be number one.
All right, well.
I'm getting very nervous now that you're down to the final.
First of all, I don't know, two answers ago, you and Mr. Small Business. Now you're going to be agitated if he's not number one?
I said starting in 2013, like I had a life before 2013.
Well, we have two left.
And he lived in D.C. for a minute.
Exactly.
Number two.
An Outback Steakhouse.
Ugh.
Do we all appreciate inventors in this country? They invented the cheese fry, the bloomin' onion, nice tall beer. What do you mean?
Did you get
bloomin' onion?
Loogie, did you watch Elimination Chamber over the weekend?
Yes, I did.
Okay. I picked up on this. I'm not sure you did. So the Elimination Chamber is a wrestling event. It was in Australia. And someone made a comment about how great Outback Steakhouse was, and it got heat from the Australian crowd. apparently they do not like Outback Steakhouse.
Really?
Did you hear that, too?
I did. Yeah, it's like Olive Garden if you're Italian. No. You're like, this isn't, yeah.
I've come around in the Outback. There's one outside that, Sesame though. Place. It's
what,
all class.
But Lugie just said, I can see. It's like, I went to the Olive Garden. I had real Italian. Italians would be like, dude, come on.
I know. But we can acknowledge.
It's the same thing.
But nobody thinks that's real Australian at the Outback.
No, the Aussies hate it, man. They were not happy.
All right, well, they don't know a petite filet. So whatever. Here we go.
Number one.
It's Matt Rempe's place. It's the Cheesecake Factory.
Oh, the Cheesecake Factory.
It is the deepest menu. It's the 49ers roster of dinner entrees.
Bro.
It's a classy place. And by the way, it's not your typical factory.
Well, first of all, TGI Fridays. Second of all, Applebee's.
Applebee's.
And third of all, the one that should have won. That should have won by a landslide. And I'm going to go there when I'm down in Florida because they're tough to find now. Friendly's!
All right. You bring up a great point about Friendly's.
Thank you.
And what's happened...
Friendly's is more breakfast.
No, it's not.
Breakfast diner-ish.
No. Well, it's diner-ish. Like. And I kind of omitted those kind. However, what's happened to Friendly's in this country is a disgrace. There is no better ice cream sundae on the planet.
Yes.
And then honey barbecue chicken super melt is overlooked. However, your other two options.
How do you know that off the top of your head?
Tiki, I'm a fat ass. All right?
I was going to say, look at him, bro.
Fridays would have made the list. However, unfortunately, a lot of them are closing down. Great Potato Skin. They're surviving on frozen, you know, foods. Applebee's. Long lifer. I love a half price app after 10. Me and my wife went before Wonka. That is, when you go out to Applebee's, no offense, a foot on the gas ride home. That is hovering on your car seat, making sure you're not wearing a diaper. And I love Applebee's, but these other five, you could survive a night. What about a night closing on a night?
What about Red Robin? I know it's mostly burgers,
but here's the thing: Friendly's beats Red Robin. If I'm going that style place,
I disagree.
All right, that's
thank you, Sean. I appreciate it. That's actually a good list. When he first started saying it, I was annoyed. Then
what was the first one again?
Texas Roadhouse. Yeah,
yeah. I was skeptical because I didn't know. I don't know Texas Roadhouse.
I think I lived at a Friendly's between the ages of 18 and 24.
Well, you can eat every meal there.
That's
meal. The best thing about Friendly's.
And on the menu, I'll tell you exactly what I would order: the Munchie Mania.
Oh yeah, the waffle fries with the bacon and the cheese.
Oh my God,
the Munchie sticks are tiny.
Yeah, quesadillas.
Let me tell you something right now, too. This is a good Friendly's pop. All right. Friendly's, and I've been to Cancun, has better quesadillas than some places in Mexico.
So, I'm in a tough spot right now. I want to say the truth.
About?
And the truth of what he just said.
Okay.
And the truthful answer would be, Sean, I completely agree with you. But here's the problem. Mm-hmm. I'm basically Mexican now, okay? I've married into a Mexican family.
Yes.
I love all the traditions. I'm Mexican.
Evan would play for them in the World Baseball Classic.
I consider it. Yeah, it's on the table. Yeah. I rooted for them in the WBC.
I have kids that are Mexican, or at least have Mexican.
Therefore, that's right.
I'm Mexican.
I am Mexican. I'm Latino. That's the bottom line. I am a Latino. All right? But I can't say that as somebody of that heritage.
Oh, it's the same thing with the Bloomin' Onion.
Yeah, it's sacrilegious for me to agree with you.
As the Applebee's.
But old Evan would say you're right.
I mean,
new Evan would say that is ridiculous.
You are
that you
agreeing
would utter
with him.
A statement.
What you just did, that whole spiel, is agreeing with him without agreeing with him.
What?
What do you mean, what? You just agreed with him.
Yes. Okay.
But you're afraid of getting locked out of your house.
Have you taken your wife and your parent, her parents to, have you taken them there?
To where? Mexico?
No, to Friendly's and had.
No.
So take up the Friendly's.
I can't do that.
Seriously.
I can't do that.
Hey, we're going to stop for lunch. Just a quick lunch.
There's
the kids. The kids are starving.
Okay,
let's stop real quick. Oh, you know what? Try the quesadilla.
Yeah, I can't do it.
And see what they say.
I got to tell you, I have a reason why. I grew up on Long Island. And I used to go to...
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof?
Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
A place, I don't think it's open anymore, but I'll give them a plug if they are, called El Mariachi in Rockville Center, Long Island. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure if you're familiar with it, guys.
I'm not.
It was an amazing Mexican restaurant. My parents would take us every Sunday night. We'd go out to dinner once a week, and or once every other week, whatever it was. And sometimes it'd be Mexican, sometimes it would be Japanese. That would be the trade-off, okay? I loved El Mariachi. Oh, the place was amazing. They had mariachi singers. The food was great. The decor was amazing. And I kept going there even after I, you know, left. And my parents moved away, and I moved away, and I came back. It would be a long drive when I lived in Long Island City, Queens. But I'd go
there.
So
you're like a kid. Like,
yeah.
Like young.
That was a kid when we used to go. But I'd go back. Like, every year, I'd make a pilgrimage to El Mariachi. And when me and my wife first met, I say, I got to take you somewhere. And she's like, what do you got, hon? I said, El Mariachi. And I could see the look on her face. She's like, okay. I was like, what do you mean?
She didn't know it, though.
She had no idea what it was, but she also knew something that I would later find out.
Which is?
And that is, every Mexican restaurant in the United States of America that isn't truly, truly Mexican sucks. At least that's her opinion, not mine.
Yeah.
Because at this point, I'm not Mexican, right? I have no idea. So she's like, oh, okay. It was kind of like me taking her to a Nets game. She's agreeing to go. She ain't looking forward to it.
Right.
So we drive all the way out to Rockville Center. I am so excited. The lights, everything. I'm like, oh, you got to get the quesadillas. You got to get the nachos. You got to get this. And she eats it, and she's very casual. And I'm in heaven. Like, this is the greatest thing ever. We get in that car. I was like, so what do you think, baby? Is this the greatest Mexican you ever had? And that's when she told me the truth.
Which is?
It sucked. And it taught me a lesson.
And so when did you come around and start realizing that she was right?
So we were in Los Angeles about a year later. And she took me to a Mexican restaurant. And it was insane. First of all, every single person in that restaurant, Mexican. Every single person that worked there, Mexican. I was literally the only non-Mexican person in that restaurant. And my wife said to me, look around. I said, okay. She's like, this is when you know it's legit. And I'm like, okay. And then I ate it, and she was right. So that was my lesson. Mm-hmm. Now, I still appreciate other foods, other Mexican foods, but that was the lesson of there's a difference. So knowing all of what I just said, could you imagine if I said to her now, let's go to Friendly's and have quesadillas?
No, hold on. I'm saying... This takes a little, dang quesadilla.
Yeah.
This is a fooler thing. Like, you got to trick her. Because she's not thinking you're going to Friendly's for a quesadilla.
It's for the ice cream.
Exactly. Hey, kids, get some ice cream. Get some fries or something.
Okay.
I used to love the quesadillas here. You know what? Can I get an order of the quesadillas, please? Yeah, great. And just say, hey, try this.
Yeah. And that's when you have that trigger. Bite.
And then you get like that. Exactly. Then you'll get her... honest, jaded opinion about it.
And it's not
like you're hyping it up like you did El Mariachi.
That's exactly it. Underhyped. Then you bite in, you have that magical look. Hey, not for nothing. You got to figure out the recipe.
I'm not saying that.
By the way, El Mariachi closed down 2018.
Mm. Yeah, 18. It was right after she told me it sucked.
Oh, she crushed it.
She wrote a Yelp review.
She's a mush too.
I think the last time we went there was, we weren't married yet. It was right before we got married in 15. I would say it was early 2015. And then I got closed down within 3 years. I never went after that. So, wow, that sucks, man.
That's your childhood place.
Yeah.
My childhood place was the Ground Round. And you know why? Because we went every week.
Mm-hmm.
Because on, I think it was Tuesdays or Wednesdays, whatever day it is, the kids ate for their weight.
Oh, that's tremendous.
And we were skinny. Maybe we were 80 pounds.
Wait, so what does that mean? If you're 80 pounds, what does it cost? 80 cents?
80 cents.
Are you kidding me?
Yes.
Wow.
So me and Rhonda ate for under $1 each.
My poor dad would have lost his paycheck.
By the way, Ground Round's pretty good. Why wasn't that up there?
Because they don't exist anymore.
Yeah, they don't. You don't see them anymore.
Yeah.
I can't think of the last time I saw them. But whenever I would drive by when I was younger, 20, 25, whatever, I'd be like, oh, Ground. Such great memory.
No, I get that, man. I get that.
We eat there all the time because it was cheap. We didn't have any money.
I understand. We'll get to some of your calls, plus why Trevor Bauer cannot pitch for the Mets or Yankees. Howard is in Marlboro, New Jersey. Good afternoon, Howard.
Good afternoon, Evan.
What's up, Howard?
I think the
How you doing? You got to make it hurt for her. Sorry, especially after not being forthcoming. I think you got to go to a Yankee or a Nick game with the half beard. I wanted what the other three guys
did. You say a Mets-Yankees game with the half beard?
No.
A Knicks game or a Yankees game with the half beard.
Mm. Oh, so I got to do like a whole cavalcade of games with the half beard?
You got to do a tour.
One or the other. You got to go to the house of the enemy, Evan Ferrari.
Yeah, that's funny. I mean, I am going to the house of the enemy tonight. I'll be in Madison Square Garden for Knicks Pelicans. More on that in a few minutes.
That's right. You're taking your buddy.
That's right.
He's a Pelicans fan.
Gux Saints.
So you can... So you could both root against the Knicks.
That's right. In tonight's case, it's Gux Pelicans, but he's a big Saints guy. Yeah. I don't know. Should I have to go to every sporting event with half a beard? I don't know. Ivan's in Miller Place. What's up, Ivan?
What's up, Ivan?
Hey, what's up, fellas?
Yo.
Big man.
Thanks.
Got a question. Now that this whole beard thing has been accepted, that means that the terms from the previous are null and void.
Mm-hmm.
So that means that Pete Alonso signs or extends in the next couple of days, you still have to go through with this. You can't just chop your beard off.
I guess you're right. That's a fair point. Right. I didn't think about it
that
way.
It's a new deal.
If by some miracle Pete Alonso extended right now, I can't take this beautiful razor out and shave myself because I've accepted coloring my beard for 18 consecutive days?
Yeah.
What have I gotten myself into?
Yeah, you had a bad deal and you made it worse.
Yeah.
It's great.
I haven't signed anything yet, though.
It's signed in voice talk.
All right.
You agreed. I agreed. Sean agreed. Loogie agreed. It's a done deal.
If we're being fair,
and everybody heard it. So it's a done deal.
I think what would be fair is that right now, today is Tuesday, there is a grace period of 6 days. Because on Monday is when this would begin. I think on Monday, once I start coloring the beard, then it's over.
Then it's
official. I think if he's signed right now, this wall razor is coming right out. And I'm shaving.
Yeah,
I'm going to town.
We can get that. We can keep that.
Thank you very much.
Keep that open.
By the way, I'm sorry. I just had a brain fart. I was about to say something, and then I realized I shouldn't say it. Mike is in Connecticut. What's up, Mike?
Hey, guys. Great show. Evan, real quick. Do you get an endorsement from Wall? I've been listening all week. That's all you see pumping is Wall.
No. That's a good point. I should get an endorsement from them.
Tommy's right on this. You guys all got soft. So let me make a suggestion.
Go ahead.
I think you should get a Boomer and Geo tattoo on one cheek if you want to break down on his back.
A Boomer and Geo tattoo on like a butt cheek?
Oh, God.
Is that what he said?
Yes.
Here's my only question about that. No one's ever going to see it.
Yeah.
Like, what is the benefit of that? So if I got, whether it's a Boomer and Geo tattoo on a butt cheek, and let's say a Yankee logo on the other one, because you want to make me suffer with a team I don't like. See, I like Boomer and Geo. I don't really give a crap if their names are on the back of my tuchus. Mm. Like, why does it really matter? Who's ever going to see it?
I think we can. Every year on A-Rod Day, we all get to do one slap on that butt cheek and we reveal it on TV.
Yes, with an A-Rod paddle.
Yep.
Shaped like a bat.
With an A-Rod paddle.
We're going to spank you with an A-Rod paddle right on the tattoo.
Or at our kickoff to summer show, you got to wear a thong.
Ooh.
Oh, my God. What the hell's wrong with all you people?
And then we get to slap your butt cheeks.
Oh, my God. You got some weird fetishes, man. And that's okay. That's okay. By the way, I heard the Lugauer last night. Yeah. Very interesting conversation that Lugie brought up.
Is that right?
No, it was a great conversation. I'm not being sarcastic.
Oh, I know what you're talking about.
Hour and a half.
Very interesting conversation about toilet seats and if they should be up or if they should be down. Because him and his wife argued about the toilet seat.
So
mean the top seat or the...
Yeah,
the one with the hole in it.
Right. My wife always gets on me, you leave the toilet seat up, and I always thought because it was on tort, but I come to realize is that she keeps falling in. And my argument is, if you're sitting down on it, it's up to you to check. If you keep falling in, my poor wife, she's swimming in toilet water, that's on her. You should realize after the second or third time that I got to call basically the Coast Guard for her, that you got to put the seat and you got to check. Her
Maybe
argument
it's
is,
dark.
That's her argument, Teak. You know what? What am I holding right now? A phone.
Yeah.
You turn that little light on and you make sure.
Yeah, but don't you walk to the bathroom with the lights off at night? I do that when I have to get up and go to the bathroom.
How many,
I just kind of blindly walk my way in there.
I understand that.
No,
but
I'm not sitting, so it's fine, but still.
I don't think we as men that live with our wives, fiancés, girlfriends, whatever, should have to be responsible for putting the damn thing down just because if you sit on it, you got to make sure. Sorry. Because guess what? If I do whatever on it, I'll get in trouble for that as well.
Right.
Well, see, that's the thing. So I was hearing you say this.
You know,
First of all, I think I have
an idea for you, but go ahead.
Thank you.
I think your wife, I feel bad saying this. I think your wife is a liar.
Like,
you think my wife is a liar? She's from California. She's definitely a weirdo. I don't know if I'd call her a liar.
What I mean by that is,
it's hard to fall in.
There's no way her issue with the seat being up versus down has to do with falling in. There's no way.
Explain yourself.
Like, she's not falling in the toilet.
Of course she is. If that's if it's dark and it's up, you fall in.
There's no way that's true. There's no way. She turns the light on like any other human being.
Does she not have quad strength? So she starts to sit and she's like, oh, no. And then she just can't hold herself?
Quads look good to me, but I'm just trying to figure out what her reasoning would be.
Dude, I'm telling you right now, I think she's lying.
I got the solution.
The solution to his problem or her problem for falling in the toilet?
This is going
to
sound wrong, but the trainer. Right.
To train her.
Right. Oh, no. Right. How do you train her how to fetch me a beer?
It's going
to
take some time.
You made that worse, Luke.
Right. It's going to take some time, Loogie.
Yeah.
But put both seats down.
Put both seats down after I'm done. Gotcha.
Yes. And here's why. Because it will force her to have to do something when she goes in the bathroom. You know what I mean?
I see. Yeah.
So over time, she's going to realize it's down. I got to lift it up. 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 And eventually, you just leave it up, and she'll look and be like, oh, it's up. I got to put it down.
But you know what?
It's genius.
It is genius, but I'm just sorry. Do I need a checklist when I go into the bathroom? I just go in there. I do my business. I get the hell out of there. If you're sitting down, I shouldn't have to train her. This just should be, because this is about all married men. Sean, Evan, Teak.
Yeah. No, I'll tell you what.
It's ridiculous. We've all gotten in trouble for it.
We've all gotten in trouble with it.
I don't get in trouble for it because my wife has her own bathroom.
Oh, I thought you were going to say because you trained her.
By the way, Tiki, we have two bathrooms, too. It's like, you know what? You could have your own damn bathroom then. And I'll take the smaller bathroom already. Right.
That's the easier solution.
Because she gets on me for so much stuff in the bathroom. The fingerprints, go scratch.
No. And the way I got out of that, too, is like I brush my teeth and I make a mess. Like there's toothpaste everywhere.
Oh, you gross.
And my wife hates it. Yeah. And we've got two sinks now. So it's like a perfect situation. She's got her own sink. I got my own sink. But I've gotten in trouble with the toilet seat thing. We all have. Every guy has.
Yes.
What I've done is not what Tiki's done. I have just kept the seat down permanently. I never pick it up, and I just aim correctly.
Are you kidding me?
Oh, yes.
God.
No, I'm not kidding.
I do the same.
Thank you, Sean.
And the rare times, maybe not so rare, I get some dribble on the seat. Ugh. My argument is I will clean that up when the next time I start your truck, there's a full tank of gas.
Yeah, so what happens on my end is
that's gross.
My accuracy rate is 94%. Like, I am very, very accurate, so she never knows.
Like a Nolan Ryan no-hitter rating on any team but the Mets. Oh.
Thank you very much. 94%. On the rare time my accuracy is not good, I just get in a lot of trouble.
Yeah.
Like, that's what happens. My wife will make a comment like, honey, did you not pick up the seat?
Yes.
So it's the opposite debate.
Right.
But 94%, Luke, you got to admit, pretty high.
Evan, this is not baseball. We're not doing bathroom analytics. I'm not bringing analytics into the bathroom. It's just, you know what? They have to figure it out. Forget it. I am not making...
No, Luke, you're going to lose this. No, they. No. Don't train them. Why should we have to lose?
Why should we have to lose?
Because we are going to lose this battle.
Why?
So you've got to adjust.
Why should we have to lose it? Why?
Do you like making love with your wife?
Of course.
So then
I have to do it just because of that? I got to sing for my supper? How about somebody stands up for it for once?
I think you got to pick your fights.
Hey,
is this really the fight
some
you want to have?
Caveman driving on the BQE is going, you know what? He's right. Loogie's right.
No, here's what Loogie's right. Does she like making love with him? Maybe deal with it.
Oh, you think he's turning it down?
Well,
what guy does that? Would none of us turn it down?
Anytime.
Here's the second solution. It's on par with my first solution, Loogie. Get a dog that's taller than like 2 feet, three feet.
Get a dog.
Because it will force you to put the seat down because your dog will drink your toilet water.
And while it's fine.
It's clean water in there, but it just grosses you out when your dog drinks the toilet water.
Yeah.
So all of our seats go down.
We have watched our neighbor's cat before, and the cat does jump into the water. But, Evan, I'm not just going to give up because this is the way society is.
It's not about society.
Yes,
it's about, is this really worth the fight you want to have?
Yes. Can you win this fight? The answer is no.
Why not?
No, you can't win it.
It's age old. No man has ever won this fight.
But am I right?
Are you right about what?
It doesn't matter.
The woman or whoever's sitting down should check. It's on them to check, not on me to put it down. Am I right? Do I have a point?
Loogie. When you don't put the toilet seat down, 100% of the time, your wife is going to be annoyed. Mm. Understand me?
Yes. Are you with me on the analytics on this?
So
100%
far,
of the time.
100%.
If you keep it down and aim correctly the way me and Sean do, you are going to have no issue 90 to 95% of the time. On the rare occurrence...
Six beers in, you're missing.
Yeah. Okay, well, that's the rare time. And either you clean it up or you understand that you're going to get yelled at and be called disgusting.
Yeah. There's one last solution.
Yes, Steve.
It's a little emasculating, but there's one last solution.
A little emasculating?
Yes.
You've come to the right place.
Yes. Just sit down to pee.
No. No.
You can't.
I'm done.
You can't. Because then you end up spraying the wall through the seat.
Are you all right?
I didn't see that one coming. Like, when I said give up, I didn't mean that. I wasn't going to agree with that one. You crack yourself up over there.
What is this, prison? I mean, in some ways it is, but no, I'm not sitting down. I got morals and lines I draw.
I mean, my God, T.D., would you ever give up that much?
Just sit. I get it's 2024, but come on.
All right, we'll come right back. We'll get back to you. We'll get back to your telephone calls, 877-337-6666. Evan and Tiki on the phone. We'll get to your calls in a second. Trevor Bauer is doing everything he can to get back into Major League Baseball. He was suspended for a significant period of time. There is still, I think, one lawsuit out against him, and that could certainly be a big part of why Major League Baseball teams have been afraid to sign him. Mm-hmm. And certainly the questions that they're going to have to answer upon bringing Trevor Bauer in. With that said, when Trevor Bauer stopped pitching in the major leagues, he was really good. He won the Cy Young in the shortened season of 2020, was pitching well in 2021, and he went over to Japan last year, and I think he struggled at times, but overall pitched really well. So Trevor Bauer is a free agent, and he is begging to pitch again. He is begging. He's done interview tours. He was right here with our midday show guys. Mm-hmm. He's been on Fox News. He's on social media, basically begging every team that has an injury to a pitcher, please sign me. And I respect, and I'm one of them, who would not sign Bauer for the off-the-field stuff. But put that aside for just one second. What about on the field? Is he good? Is he worth a one-year deal? I've heard Yankee fans constantly saying, we want Trevor Bauer. Well, guess what? Trevor Bauer did something that, to me, disqualifies him from being a major league pitcher. Do you remember... I think we can call him a friend of the show now. He called in one time.
Definitely.
Marty Mush.
I do.
Marty Mush of Barstool, who is the one reporting that the Yankees and Blake Snell are very, very close, and they just got a few things to iron out. We'll see if they iron those things out. Marty came on the show the other day talking about his report. But what I didn't know about Marty is that Marty started kind of talking big about baseball. How, hey, I can get a hit off a major leaguer.
Right.
I can make contact against a major leaguer.
Was he a baseball player?
I have no idea.
I mean, he must have been, right?
All I know is that Trevor Bauer said, you got it, pal. Because like I said, Bauer's desperate for any kind of attention, mm-hmm. and he wants to be in the major leagues. So Trevor Bauer, and I give him credit for this, said, all right, Marty Mush, I'm going to pitch to you. We're going to make a video out of it. We're going to make a whole big thing. Trevor Bauer and Barstool, Marty Mush, this is going to be great. And I got to tell you, I watched every second of the video, and I was into it. And what I saw disgusted me. Marty Mush, the first time he swung a bat, made contact. Made contact.
What was the pitch? Could you tell?
It was a 94-mile-an-hour fastball right down the middle.
All right.
He made contact. And then Bauer started choking and had issues throwing strikes. And he walked Marty Mush. Then Marty Mush poked a base hit to right field. And I'm like, what is happening? And I want to make this very, very clear to Marty. Marty, I'm sure you're a wonderful player. Okay? I am not doubting your athletic skill. I know this may sound like I am. But Marty knows full well, if you're getting hits against Trevor Bauer, if you're drawing walks against Trevor Bauer, then Trevor Bauer is unfit to be a Major League Baseball pitcher. That's just the reality. He is not a major leaguer.
Now, maybe it was part of a bid.
Part of a bit.
Yeah, I'm going to throw you exactly. Because we just see what they put out, right?
No, Tiki. If it's
I
got to
look
bit,
at it now.
If it's a bit, you know what Trevor Bauer does because he's a major leaguer? You break off nasty-ass sliders, and you make sure that Marty Mush cannot touch the ball.
All right.
You cannot have him fouling balls off. You cannot be burying sliders in the dirt. And you, for the love of God, can't give up a base hit to Marty Mush. So, Marty, listen, it's all peace and love. Again, I'm sure you're a wonderful athlete. If I faced you, you'd probably take me deep five times. But Marty's a big Yankee fan, and he knows full well that what happened with him versus Trevor Bauer disqualifies Trevor Bauer as a major league pitcher. So from here forth, no more calls to this radio station suggesting the Yankees sign Trevor Bauer. Why would you want that? He can't even strike out Marty Mush on three pitches. Tell me when I'm wrong. Sean, you're a Yankee fan.
Did whoever gave up the home run to Bartolo Colon quit baseball?
It was James Shields, by the way.
Okay. All I'm saying is, weird things happen in baseball. That's baseball, Susan.
Right. No.
That being said, I lean Tiki's way here, man. My gut feeling is Trevor Bauer may be an idiot, but he knows the way this offseason's gone, and there's not a bigger factory to preach yourself for a job than Barstool.
You're giving up a hit to Marty Mush who ain't preaching anything. Well,
bottom line is this. Baseball or not, Trevor Bauer needs to work, and he needs a job. And if his better chances, I'm going to work in media for Barstool than I'm ever going to throw a pitch in Major League Baseball, then maybe he's got a soft one up to Marty Mush there.
I'm telling you, right? That could be it.
I refuse
to fix.
There's no way he cocked back and threw his best fastball or slider and Marty Mush accidentally poked the hit. No way.
You guys, I'll tell you something, man. You're delusional.
You think he sucks that bad that he's giving up a real hit?
I'm very concerned. Like, Trevor Bauer talks a big game. He talks a really big game, and I respect the confidence that he has. But what you do is you go out there, if it's me, if I started challenging Trevor Bauer, like, oh, I can get a hit against Trevor Bauer. I play baseball. Let me go. I'm going to tell you right now, if I made contact against Trevor Bauer, contact. I didn't say a base hit.
Yeah.
If I hit the ball against Trevor Bauer, he should leave. He should not pass go. He should not collect $200. He should go away. And so, Marty, I'm sure, is a fine athlete, but give me a freaking break.
Marty clearly played baseball.
Dude.
You could tell just by his, I'm just watching him.
Dude, I'm sorry, Marty, I got to kill you. He was like in the bucket half the time when he was swinging. He ain't a baseball player.
But he pitches. I'm just watching him pitch. So he's played the game is my point.
He made contact against a Major League Baseball player.
I'm
disqualifying.
Telling you, it had to have been. It definitely was a fix. The fix was in.
But Tiki, you got to make up your mind. In one breath, you're saying it's a fix. In the next breath, you're like, well, Marty Mush is pretty good.
I'm just saying.
Well, which one is it?
I'm not saying he's a good hitter, but I'm saying the fix was on.
I there's a deeper dive I've done. The fix is definitely on.
Why?
Because a year ago, Marty Mush, they did a promotional event with the Savannah Bananas.
Yeah, I'm aware of them.
Yes. Okay. And he looked like he could not swing a baseball bat. His batting stance was a lot of whack. The point is, if he's that bad, he's definitely not getting a hit off Trevor Bauer unless it's a work.
It's not a work. This guy can't pitch. Stop calling this radio station suggesting the Yankees sign Trevor Bauer unless you hate the Yankees. Like, if you hate the Yankees, fine. Make that phone call. But we got to stop with this now. Put it out of its misery. Trevor Bauer can't pitch. He cannot pitch.
Neither could Luis Severino, and they employed him all last year.
And now the Mets signed maybe the opening day starter.
All right. Tiki is now going to analyze that entire video.
We need a full book report for tomorrow, by the way.
I don't need a book report. I mean, I can tell he's not a hitter, but he can swing the bat.
I don't buy it. Now, about 10 minutes ago, I accused Mrs.
He's not trying to take him out, by the way. He's not trying to strike him out.
No, he should.
He's just throwing pitches.
Yeah, big mistake.
Right.
About 10 minutes ago, I made a very strong accusation at Tommy Lugauer's wife, Mrs. Lugauer. I said she's a liar for claiming that the reason she doesn't like the toilet seat up is that she falls in.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, that is ridiculous. There's no way that's a real thing. And right now on hold, we have Samantha on Long Island, who I think wants to defend Mrs. Lugauer. Samantha, the floor is yours.
Hey, first of all, I have no idea, Evan, what you look like without a beard. But this is my favorite show, and I look forward to it every day.
Thank you.
I respect you guys a lot. But I have to agree with Lugie's wife, because I never understood why women cared about that until it happened to me, and that's the only reason I care. So I definitely don't think she's right.
How did you fall in? Like, can you walk me through what time it was?
You know
what?
It was late at night, and I just assumed that the seat would be down, because you're not thinking when, you know, you're tired. You're just trying to hurry it up so you go back to sleep. Go right in.
Wow.
And I've only cared since then.
Now, hold on. Can I just butt in here real quick, Samantha? When we say fallen, that sounds like a bit of an exaggeration. Are we just talking about a cheek scraper here, or are you fully submerged?
No, I mean, you like hit the bottom. It was the worst.
You got to send a submarine down there for you.
Yeah, Yeah, wow. it was uncomfortable, and it was the anger it came from within.
Wow. And the water's cold, and you're like half asleep, and now you're pissed off.
No,
I
think if the water was colder, it would have been better, but it was definitely not as cold as expecting. So it just felt stagnant.
Sam, hopefully it was water.
Yeah, I know, right? You never know.
Wow.
So,
he didn't flush either. He didn't put the seat down. He didn't flush.
Wow. That's a double problem. Thank you, Samantha. So I think
she hit the bottom.
I think I have to apologize to your wife.
Yes, you do.
Can you? Does she listen to the show?
No, she has no idea.
Oh, so then I really have to apologize?
No.
No, not really. You can apologize to me for calling my wife a liar, and essentially calling me a liar.
No, no, I didn't call you a liar.
Yes, you did. I'm the one that said that she said that.
No, no, no. Well, I didn't say she didn't say it, so I wasn't calling you a liar. I was calling her a liar. But let me just get this straight. Are there anybody in your family or friends or her family and friends that would ever have it get back to her that I accused her of being a
liar?
Yes,
absolutely.
Okay. Then can you please inform her preemptively that Evan would like to apologize for disparaging her truth-telling?
Absolutely. And homework assignment. When we go home, everyone ask your wives if they've ever fallen in. And that way, that could even back up Mrs. Lugauer even more. Ask all your wives, ex-girlfriends. It's an excuse to hit her up.
I'm texting my wife right now. And be like, baby, have you ever fallen in the toilet? Is that how it's your version?
Yeah, not a little splash on the cheek.
P.S., you down for friendlies this weekend?
Yes. Let's go to Nick in the Bronx. What's up, Nick?
Hey, how's it going? Hey, before I get to two things on your beard, and before Lugie starts squatting like Tiki wants him to, on Amazon they have a censored light. It's like those cleaning things that when you put on your toilet, you hang it, and as you get closer, the light goes on.
Very smart. See, if you buy that for your wife, Lugie, she can't use that excuse anymore.
Yeah, but I don't want a solution. I just want to say that I'm right. I don't care about a solution. But thank you. It is a good solution.
All right. Yep. And, Tiki, Evan, when they first did this, they said that you were supposed to wax half your body also. I think that was originally in it. And then when you do paint his beard, I think you should do some tie-dyeing, like you do, like use some rubber bands and then do like a tie-dye shirt.
Well, I leave that up to the artists. And those artists are Tiki, Sean, and Lugie. In fact, to prove that this is really happening, during our last commercial break, I was on Amazon and I purchased.
You're getting a delivery.
I'm getting a delivery tomorrow. I purchased a 6-pack of colors to dye my beard or color my beard. And we don't have to stop at 6. I just want to give it a try, see what it looks like. So the first 6 colors I got are green, hot pink, purple,
royalty,
red.
We six are red.
And I think like silver white.
Ooh, a silver fox.
No blue?
I'm sorry, I'm distracted. My wife responded.
Oh, no.
I have not fallen inside, but I have I have sat on the toilet when the seat is up and hit the edge of it. All right, so she must have sat down, hit the edge.
She had awareness.
Realized it's not down and quickly popped up.
Yeah, she had awareness.
She has awareness 99, Madden. She knows to do the pivot before she sits.
Yes. That's right. Yeah, but you know what? She doesn't have the problem with the Roberts household because I never put the toilet seat up. I always just aim correctly with the toilet seat down. So it hasn't been an issue for years. But I will say every once in a while, I'd say once every couple of months, I do get a, honey.
I told you Mush played.
You told me Mush played what?
Baseball.
Oh, Matt in Rockland. What's up, Matt?
Hi, how we doing, man? I was hearing the Mush and Trevor Bauer debate. I was going to say Mush is a Division I baseball player.
When did he play, though? When did he play Division I baseball, Mr. Mush?
I mean, he's probably in his late 20s, but he played 4 years of Division I baseball.
I don't know, man. Do you think that's still acceptable to make contact and get a hit off a major league pitcher?
No, I completely, trust me, like, all my friends play college baseball, and they would say, if you go against any pitcher in MLB, they strike out 3 pitchers.
Thank you.
But I don't know.
But he wasn't tipping the, I mean, I was watching it. It was like 93. 94.
Yeah, that's
one of them went up to 96. He didn't touch it.
Yeah, because he's cooked.
Trevor Bauer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, so you agree with me?
Oh, I'm not disagreeing at all. I was only talking about Marty. Like, you're confused why Marty got a hit.
Well, no, but listen to what Matt said. Matt says, yes, Marty Mush is a Division I player or was a Division I player.
I think he was probably a pitcher.
But we all agree that, hey, you can't get a hit off a major leaguer. And if you do, that's a problem. You see what I'm saying?
For the major leaguer.
For the major leaguer. Like, look, it's great for Marty. It's a great honor. Like, if I had a chance to at bat against Trevor Bauer and I made contact, Yes, I would brag about it. I'd say, hey, look at me. But deep down, you know what I know? Mm-hmm. Trevor Bauer's cooked.
Unless it was a fix. Unless it was, as you like to say, a work.
A work.
Yeah, and a work. And again, despite him playing D1 baseball, he had no clue how to swing versus the Savannah Bananas a year ago.
Yeah, it's just, well, maybe that was the work.
That was the work.
You think?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Have you watched them, the Savannah Bananas?
I know. They're lighting bats on fire.
Exactly. It's all quirky stuff. Like, you have to be alert. It's not, you're not getting the just the run-of-the-mill whatever.
I could see you getting a few innings for the Savannah Bananas.
Oh, I could do that.
Yeah, I could see. John Cena did it like a few weeks ago. Yeah. You can't see me, John Cena. Yeah. Let's go to Travis in New Haven, Connecticut. Hey, Travis.
Hey, guys. Just wanted to make a comment about friendlies.
What's
I'm
up?
Surprised that they're hard to come by out there.
Yeah.
Out here, there's at least three within a 25-mile radius.
Really?
So there's one near me, but I think there are actually more. I found more in New Jersey. I thought there was only three or four. There's actually like eight of them.
Wow.
But they're farther south.
That's more than I realized. Like, I just looked for friendlies in New York, and I found in the entire state about like 20 of them. Mm-hmm. Stony Brook, Ronkonkoma.
East Islip's my go-to.
Riverhead, Massapequa Park. Basically, this looks like all of Long Island. Is that only where Friendly's is, Long Island?
But here's the problem, dude. They're closing down like one every year, and it's getting more and more. Like, people are starting to panic. Because, you know, it's like erosion on the beach. You don't want 20 years from now going, oh, my God, where am I going to get my Reese's Pieces Sunday?
Well, the place I saw that as, like, a kid was Roy Rogers. Roy Rogers was awesome, and it was all over the place. And then they started disappearing to the point where the only places where I see Roy Rogers is rest stops.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think they exist. Maybe there's a random one, a stray one every once in a while, but Roy Rogers basically don't exist unless it's a rest stop, which is kind of crazy. I love Roy Rogers.
Popeyes took over, man.
I see, to me, it was Wendy's that took over.
Similar.
Where I lived on Long Island, I remember at like 11 or 12, maybe 13 years old, so let's say mid-90s, I remember multiple Roy Rogers turning into Wendy's. Multiple. So clearly, to me, that's what it was turning into. You're telling me it was KFC as well?
No, Popeyes. The very last one on Long Island out east turned into a Popeyes.
Interesting. Chris in New Paltz. Hey, Chris.
Hey, long-time listener, first-time caller to your show.
Love it, man.
Bear with me. I want to address each of you real quick.
Go ahead.
On A-Rod Day was Sean's mother's birthday. It was also my mother's first. It was my mother's first birthday in heaven, and she passed away.
Oh, sorry to hear that, man.
I sent a message on Facebook, and he replied with some nice condolences. So thank you for that, Sean.
Hey, we're happy to honor her with A-Rod.
Yep. Thank you. Another thing for Sean is, how do you leave P.F. Chang's lettuce wrap off your...
By the way, P.F. Chang's is money.
No, P.F. Chang slaps, too. That was a tough omission.
All right. And for Loogie, what I had was, you can't put Friendlies above Red Robin. Red Robin does not offer happy endings.
I'll let that one hang out there. Go ahead. Next.
All right. For Tiki, I love listening to you talk about sports other than football. It just shows you're just awesome, dude.
Thank you. Appreciate that.
Love listening to you. And Evan, finally, Evan. I talked to Loogie about this. I think we can enhance the bet. Sean brought up shaving a ball. I think you should color the other ball that you don't shave. And then on opening day, wear the Fanatics see-through uniforms.
That's solid.
Wow.
Chris, that's solid.
No, Chris, that was...
And that's easy, Evan. You got the paws, the Easter eggs. You just dip it right in.
That's solid. That was a solid call.
I mean, you could argue, pound for pound, when it comes to the versatility that Chris just showed, that was one of the great phone calls you'll ever have.
Yes.
He starts off emotional, sad, talking about his mother.
Right.
Talking about Sean showing class, responding to a message on Facebook. It goes into a discussion on chain restaurants.
Mm-hmm. P.F. Chang's.
Into P.F. Chang's. It goes into all the respect. What did he say to you, Loogie? I forgot. I apologize.
The happy ending at Friendly's, which, by the way, I was not aware of, but sounds good.
No, into that, which created quite an innuendo. Into the class and respect he has into Tiki. Uh-huh. Into me. Coloring the other that I don't shave.
And then he goes, that's all I got. That's all you got. That was a lot.
In summation, mom's dead, dying nut.
And wear the see-through pants. Because my reaction initially to coloring one of those And also, shaving one of those is, well, who's going to see it?
Right.
Like, what the hell is the point of that? Mm. Okay, great. So, truth's, what's that thing? Scout's honor that right. I did it, and I'd be a man of my word, but great, no one gets to see it.
Right.
You know, a beard with a different color every day, you get to see. But at least he had the response to that. Yeah, right. You're going to wear see-through pants.
Right. The question... follow-up would be, are you dorky enough to wear baseball pants to a baseball game?
I mean, at this point, who cares about being a dork? I'm wearing a half a beard on my face.
That's true.
I mean, that's weird enough. Let's go to Chris in Ronkonkoma. Hey, Chris.
Hey, guys. How you doing? One of the restaurants you guys forgot was Houlihan. It's a great restaurant in Long Island.
Yeah, yeah. Solid.
As far as Trevor Bauer, Evan, you're saying that that this guy, the Mush, can't hit. Well, a lot of pitchers in baseball couldn't hit. And the Hall of Fame is let up hits against them, right?
No, so no. I'll tell you why you're completely wrong about that. You ready for this? I'm going to give you the answer. Take the worst hitting pitcher in baseball. Name it. I know we don't have pitchers hitting anymore, but name the guy. I know that you use Bartolo Colon as an example. Give me somebody else. Somebody that just could not hit. We watched him and we're like, wow, that's a bad hitter. Mm. I got the answer. Don't worry. Al Leiter. Al Leiter couldn't hit. Okay, and Al may be listening right now, and he's shaking his head like, yeah, kid's right. Yeah, couldn't hit. If Al Leiter, even at this age, came to fan baseball, the baseball league I run, against a bunch of 40-year-old, 30-year-old non-baseball players, and we said, all right, Al, you're at the plate, he would smoke us as a hitter. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, just because they look so bad on TV,
but see, that's my,
they'd be amazing.
But that's my point about Mush, is that I think he played. And so even though it's a few years ago, like, he kind of knows what he's doing. Now, I think he was a pitcher because I saw a video of him pitching, and his setup looks like he was a pitcher. So he didn't bat a ton, but he knows what he's doing. And so
that's not the same at all.
It is.
I'm talking about a major leaguer being capable of showing that, yeah, they may be a bad hitter, but they're a really good hitter. You're comparing it to a college baseball player making contact against a guy who supposedly thinks he's one of the best pitchers in real baseball.
And again, it was a work. Clearly, he's trying to get in at Barstool.
Let's go to all right. Let's go to Tom in Far Hill. How are you, Tom?
I'm doing great, boys. Listen, Ev. I think you've given way too much emphasis on this whole thing with Trevor. First of all, a good high school batter can make contact. The fact that he can make contact.
No way.
With Trevor Bauer, listen to me. Without Evan,
go ahead.
I'm 62 years old.
Okay.
I can go into a cage and hit 90 off a machine. Making contact is you can do it. My point is, he's a freak. His on-field stuff, off-field stuff, still aside, the guy is a freak, and I think he can perform. And at major league minimum, this is a guy, if he had no problems off the field and on the field, this is a guy you take a chance with. He's a freak.
Mm. Well, you keep saying freak, and I keep getting distracted because obviously, I don't know if you're referring to off-the-field stuff or what he does on the mound. I'm not even trying to be funny. Like, I'm confused by the word that you're using to describe
it. It took me off the field every time he said freak.
Yeah, like, look, obviously the off-the-field stuff is dead serious. And we've had that conversation, and I've told you why I wouldn't touch him. For the sake of this conversation, I am strictly talking about the fact that he faced a guy named Marty Mush, and he couldn't strike him out on three pitches. And don't give me this crap that at 62 years old, goodbye SNY, you'd go into a batting cage and hit a 90-mile-an-hour fastball. That's not what we're talking about. We're talking about getting a hit off a major leaguer, off a guy that thinks he's a legitimate major league starting pitcher.
Or wants to be.
Or wants to
be. Back in the major leagues.
Deeply concerning. I wouldn't touch him. I know Sean deep down knows that. Now, the Yankees probably aren't going to sign him, and I think the off-the-field stuff is the reason why.
Sure.
But you wouldn't want to touch him after this.
I admit, if the Mets were close to signing him, I would be pointing to this and making fun of you. So I want to be transparent
and say, thank you.
I believe it's a work, but I'm out anyway.
All right. Real quick, I want to clear this up. Sean is in Piscataway. What's up, Sean?
Hey, Evan, not only did you insult Loogie's wife by saying she's a liar, you basically said she's got a fat ass.
How did you come?
What?
How did you come to that conclusion, right, sir? Yes.
Because I've known a dozen women. I had two sisters growing up, and it's very easy to fall and do a splash landing into the toilet with the seat up. And the only way you can't do it is if you got a fat butt.
That's your conclusion that you jumped to. Like, for you to put those words in my mouth, give me a freaking break. Did Did you interpret it that
way? No, I did not. I did not interpret it that way.
I mean, jeez.
And let me just say for the record, my wife, nice ass. You could serve Thanksgiving dinner on it. It's nice. Go. Let me tell you that right now.
People just want to get other people in trouble.
Totally.
That's what I've learned.
Yeah.
Like, that's what I've learned around here. Somehow that was taken into, Evan said she's got a fat ass. I didn't see a damn thing about her ass.
But now you got to defend yourself against that accusation.
Of course. I've got to give it credibility by even responding to it. Crazy. We'll have time for more of your calls. Plus, tonight at Madison Square Garden, you're going to get to see something as a Knick fan you've actually never seen before. It's a historic night at Madison Square Garden. I couldn't believe it till I kind of checked myself to make sure this is true. But it is true. Historic night at Madison Square Garden.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.